Sweet. Hey, everyone. John Jonas here, and I'm here with Tim. We're going to talk a little bit about outsourcing and do a little case study with Tim and what he's doing. Your video looks great, by the way, Tim.
Thank you.
And that's a sweet background you have. I love that brick where you are in your office. That's very cool.
Thanks.
Okay, so Tim has a team of guys in the Philippines working on his business, and I'm gonna go through some of the questions that I like to talk about that people that gives us good answers, insight into your business and how you're using Filipinos to work with you. Is that okay with you, Tim?
Sure, that's great.
Okay, sounds good. So first of all, what are you guys doing? What do you do for your business? I know I met your partner David, your business partner David. What's your business?
We have a company called Third River. And we do web design, social media marketing, and local search optimization. And we also just built a reputation management program that we call We're Local. So those kind of four areas that we work on for our clients, and our target is the local business owner, the kind of the Main Street business owner.
Okay, sweet. So local business marketing, it works. It works really well. It's a good business. I know it is. And you have, how many people in the Philippines do you have working for you?
We have three currently.
How important are they to your business?
They've been really important in the ability to kind of offload or outsource some of the repetitive type tasks that would cost us way too much money here to do. So it's been a really important part of kind of how we've gotten out and been able to provide the value that we do for our customers.
Okay, sweet. So in getting started with this, let's talk about the hiring process. When you started hiring people, what's the process you go through with people? What have you done to get people working for you?
Well, do you want to talk about how I found them, or just kind of once I get to that point, like an interview process, or what would you like to
Yeah, let's kind of talk about the interview process. I think people know where to find people. Let's talk about what you've done.
Okay. So essentially what I do when I find somebody, that looks interesting, looks like they've got some good skills or experience or different things, then I'll contact them usually via Skype and reach out to them, say, hey, are you looking? And then once that connection is made, if they are, then I've got kind of a checklist of business or of questions that I go through with them. I'd be happy to share with you.
Totally. Can you talk about them? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just pull it up really quick here.
Oh, sweet.
So
you have a document and everything.
I have a document and everything. It's kind of my cheat sheet.
That's all. Can I have it?
Can you have it? Sure. It's probably gotten. I probably got it from you though. So I don't think you need it. One of the things, obviously, English. Ability to speak pretty good English is one of my first things because communication is key. Fortunately, the English is pretty good in the Philippines since they learn that really well and spend a lot of time doing that. So good English for communication purposes.
Is there anything specific? Is there anything specific you do to figure out how good their English is?
Talk on Skype.
Okay, keep going.
Yep. Good internet connection. That's another thing because it's one thing we've actually had some challenges with is the internet is up and down big time in terms of reliability. So
yeah.
I do some kind of internal testing a little bit, gauge their lag time on Skype, gauge their ability to do a go-to meeting, for instance, and do some of that. One of the things that I ask for and right up front and just let them know, we use Basecamp for our project management. And so, just let them know right up front that I would expect proper and consistent reporting, I guess, in Basecamp, checking off tasks, logging time, keeping track of that type of thing. Also being willing to be on Skype during our working hours. I've had some that were a little hesitant to be on Skype during working hours, and I could tell that wasn't the right person. So you
have them work during their night time?
I do.
Okay. All right.
I do. Now, I didn't always do that. So I was driving myself crazy because I said, well, you could work whenever. Basically, when I first started out, you could work whenever, and, this is a great deal, whatever, but I was just driving myself crazy because I was working all kinds of different hours in the communication process, and I finally just said, you know what, I need people to work during our work hours, which is nights for them.
Yeah, so. That's a really good point. You know, I don't need them working my hours. But if you do, you know, that, I mean, if that's what you need to help your business succeed, go for it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of times we just need to communicate, quick questions, that type of thing. If they get hung up on a question, for me, it doesn't work it doesn't really work to have that totally throw off everything we're doing until the next day. And so that's why I really started honing in on people that could work nights for us, and that way we're available during the same time, and I don't have to kill myself at night. You know, I was staying up till 1, 2, or 3 o'clock in the morning, which I'm a night owl anyways, but, you know, staying up a lot of late nights communicating, answering questions, et cetera, because I had a team working those hours. Okay. So that's been a big one for me.
Okay.
Again, like you said, it may not be necessary for everybody, but it has been a big one for me.
Well, it's good to know. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm doing this, to get different perspectives on things. So,
right. You know, the other big thing is just willingness to learn, because as much as they've done link building or, you know, something like that, I mean, we all have kind of our different approach in terms of what we're trying to do, and just being willing to kind of say, not only learn, but, you know, also I don't claim to know everything. So, you know, if they've got ideas and so forth, it's been nice to be able to kind of say, well, what did you do in this situation? And if you've got some previous experience, and being able and willing to kind of listen to that as well.
Cool.
So those are really my checklists in terms of kind of beginning that conversation. If we're not, you know, if we're not willing to do these things, then or if the English is bad or the internet connection doesn't work, it's a non-starter for me, because those are just not a good sign right off the bat.
Absolutely, so. That's great, and I love that you figured out what works for you and you're doing it. And that's mm-hmm. fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about part-time versus full-time. I think you have hired some people part-time and then moved away from it.
Yeah, totally. I actually, when we first got started using a Filipino crew, we hired, you know, by the hour, part-time, kind of more of a task-based relationship. And again, for me, that did not work very well. I really felt like it was... they were drawn in so many different directions, because when they don't have a full-time commitment, you know, from you, you know, they're looking for other work. They're trying to, you know, make things happen. They're working all kinds of hours, working different time zones, all these different things. And so, in fact, I was actually listening to some of the stuff you did and talking. It was one of your webinars, I believe, and you talked about going full-time. And that was at that point I said, you know what, this is crazy. Part-time isn't working. So I went to all the folks that I had at that time and said, hey, you know, let's go full-time and just make a commitment. And, you know, I'll commit to you if you commit to me. And so that's been working, I will say, significantly better. It, you know, still has its challenges from time to time, but it will work significantly better. In my book, that I know I can count on that person. And if I can't, you know, if they're not there, then, well, I move on to somebody else, you know, okay. If I can't count on them.
You know, I mean, it's a really good point that you make, that if you have them part-time, they're off looking for other work, period.
Yep.
Always.
Yep.
Cool. Let's talk about management. How have you managed your people? How have you trained them? What have you had to do? What do you have to be involved with?
From a training perspective, I'll give you some recent fresh examples. I just spent a couple hours this morning, in fact, going using GoToMeeting and going through kind of step by step how we build a certain process out. And just, you know, I had two of my gals on the webinar or on GoToMeeting, and just again kind of walk through that. So I've done a fair amount of the GoToMeeting stuff. I also use Jing extensively, little screenshots and that, or video shots. That always works really well. And I, to be honest, have not, well, I've done some more recorded videos, and I have those, like, stored in Basecamp. And so that's also another thing. I've done Camtasia. You and I were talking about Camtasia. Right. So yeah, I've done some Camtasia videos and store those in Basecamp, and that way they can access it, you know, again and again and again. So those are the types of training I've done. And again, it's dependent a little bit. I mean, like, you know, do they have a sometimes the internet connection? This is where I find out, do they have a good enough internet connection or not? Because I had one guy come back to me, you know, and say, well, I don't have a strong enough internet connection to watch these videos. And that kind of led to some other things, and so he wasn't really the right person. So,
What kind of people do you have working for you? What are their skills? What did you look for when you went to hire them?
Well, we're a WordPress shop, so one of the things that that I definitely do is I do look for WordPress related skills. Have they built WordPress sites or used it? And so that's definitely one area. Another area that I've had people doing is link building. Directory submissions. I've actually got one gal that has done a fair amount of video editing for me, and she's really pretty good at it, but her connection is really, I mean, to do
it's hard.
Big files, you know, their
it's
connections
so
just are not good enough. And so, unfortunately, again, she's pretty good at it, but she just doesn't have the connection to load the files back up. I mean, it takes her all day to download the video files, so... I've kind of moved away from that.
You might want to see if she can remote desktop into your computer and do it so she's not uploading and downloading.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Her connection may not be good enough to do that, but it's an option.
Right.
It's something that I've done.
Sure. Okay.
So.
Okay. So those are kind of the, you know, directory submissions, link building, some WordPress building. I've had some design built, but we've got a full-time designer now here in our office, and
so
that actually works really, really well.
Okay.
So, but those are the things that I've been having them do.
So as a business, you guys do a lot of web design, website building for customers using WordPress.
Correct.
Okay, very cool. What experience have you had that is maybe different than what I've talked about? You know, anything that you've heard from me that maybe your experience is different or your way of doing it is different than what I do?
Good question. Let me see.
I'm just trying to get more.
Yeah, trying to get different,
you know,
perspectives.
I love to learn, and mm-hmm. I think that the people watching this want to hear, you know, other points of view.
Well, I think one of the things that I've realized, and it's partially kind of personality and or what kind of hands-on you want or don't want, that type of stuff. I mean, certain types of things that I have had people, you know, doing in the Philippines, I actually like having better done here, and that's probably part of just probably a, you know, like designing sites. I actually really like to have done right here. I've got a great designer, and that's partially just a personality thing. You know, just being able to really collaborate with somebody, I've found it a little easier to do here than even if you've got Skype and all these other things. It's still, you know, when they're sitting across the desk from you or across the room from you, it's still easier.
Okay.
More expensive, sure,
all right.
But worth it in my mind.
Cool.
So, if that helps at all.
No, that totally. That's super helpful.
Because I think people going into it, I think they just may find that, you know, everything maybe that you say or somebody else says may or may not fit their personality, or and I think there's some things, and you probably talk about this, but you know, some things that are done really well in the Philippines. And you do talk about this, because I know I've heard you. You know, some of the things that they do really, really well, and other things, you know, that maybe they don't do as well. So
I have a hard time getting videos edited like you do. I've talked to a couple of people recently that they have some really great experience doing mm-hmm. getting videos edited over there, and I just haven't had it. But
well, yeah, like I said, I mean, she's actually pretty good at it, but it's just that internet connection and the ability to kind of load files, and you know, we could have them all loaded in not very long, you know, here.
Right.
And so
right.
It's just a difference, certainly.
Right. But. Any advice that you can give people? Is there anything that you've kind of learned that is different than what you thought in the beginning? Is there anything that maybe you can offer to help people?
Yeah, I think, again, just, you know, when you go into this process, kind of pick and choose a little bit what you really want done in terms of working with your team. And I think it's really, really important to have kind of a checklist that I shared earlier. What are you really looking for beyond the skills? Because, I mean, the skills you can teach, but, you know, if they're willing to be accountable by reporting with you daily, I actually use the, I've built a daily report form that they go to every day. It's based on your questions, and they just fill that out every single day. And it gives me a sense. It comes to my email, and I can get a sense immediately. Well, what's kind of the summary of what were they worked on? What time did they spend on whatever? Again, just kind of summary. What do they need help with? Do they need more tasks? And I get that, you know, daily coming in. So that kind of ability to communicate as well, just a quick recap. I can look at it the next morning or the end of the day and just say, yeah. And I think that communication is really important. I think they, you know, the folks that I've worked with, you know, that I've had good success with are willing to do that communication. The ones that I've ended up having some challenges with kind of tend to say, I don't really want to do that. And, you know, and yet it's that accountability and everything. So that's been an important step for us too.
That's something that I've had to work through with a couple of my guys, is that daily communication where some of them just don't want to do it. It's just hard for them. And I know they're doing the work. I know they're working.
Yeah.
But they, it's
yeah,
just,
but you, for me, I like to, and again, I'm not trying to be a control freak or anything, but I just like to see a summary without me having to go to base camp and kind of go through everything that they've done. I just want to see a quick summary. I'm busy. You know, let me know if you need more tasks, what questions you've got, what can I do to make your job easier? That's another question that I ask. And again, I think that's straight from stuff that you've talked about in the past.
I like that. Let me know if you need more tasks. I also like that idea of a summary. You know, I need the summary because I don't want to have to go mm-hmm. digging for everything.
Right.
This has been great, Tim. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Any last things you want to say? Anything that I think your video's frozen on my end, at least.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just see a great picture of your face. But
that's whatever.
Frozen. I don't know what happened.
Who knows? You know, I guess I just I would say that, you know, outsourcing can work. Just go into it with the right expectations and know that it can definitely help, you know, your business. It has helped ours. But have realistic expectations, I think, is something I would just add and go from there.
Very good. Well, thank you very much.
Sorry.
I appreciate
it. My video is frozen.
Yeah, I don't know. At least it's a good picture. You're not like, you know, so we got a good picture of you.
All right.
Thanks, Tim. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Bye.